What it is!
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage!
And this is
Hard Factor! And there is no one that does it better!
Right now, yeah!
Nobody does it better!
I ain't repeating myself! Go ahead, tell me something right now!
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist! And I'm always cheering! Oh, yeah!
Welcome to episode 1432 of Hard Factor. It is Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. Thank you for cheating on the news with us. 80% accuracy guaranteed on this podcast. Everything you need to know in 40 minutes or less. But if you need more, go to patreon.com/hardfactor, where we're talking about historically overpaid quarterbacks, Germany's new SS jerseys, John Hamm's 1989 fraternity at the University of Texas, and much more this week. On today's show, Wes has a killer Instacart driver to tell us all about.
Yep. This is one way to ruin Easter weekend.
Good at their job? Killer? Good at their job?
They're great at their job. Yeah. They did deliver the groceries, but they also did something else.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, I thought you had a really good, like a inspirational story about an Instacart driver.
Like killer, like or like killer, you know, like the guns.
The first one.
First
one.
Okay.
All right, we'll find out. I've got a few unusual and shocking surprises found at home recently, making the headlines. People pretty shocked with this stuff they're finding in their homes.
I hate these type of stories.
Are we going to find some of this stuff?
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about.
Hopefully not. Because neither's great. I'll put it to you that way.
Yeah.
I kind of want to find like a portal to like a secret room where a homeless guy's been living for, you know, the whole time. That'd be kind of cool, wouldn't it?
You want that? You want a frogging situation?
No, I don't want that, but...
I'm with you, Wes. My son in his room, the floor is really lumpy and it's an old house, right? So I'm convinced that there's something in there under that carpet, you know? And I know that one day when we rip it up, there's going to be something crazy under that carpet.
I wouldn't mind finding like cash or treasure, but I don't really want to find a secret room.
If it was a homeless man's room, that would be probably the most interesting thing you could find.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, once you get him out, it's a cool room.
Right. Yeah, a little new nook.
Because he won't come back.
Install a secret door, yeah, lever.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Mark, you know, you got to make friends with your fears, right? So
face your fears.
Yeah, you got to live above them, right?
Yeah.
And then Mark's got inmates protesting over the solar eclipse.
Yes, that's right. It's a total eclipse of the prison. Yeah.
Ooh. They're upset about it, huh?
They'd prefer to see it. But they're not. Yeah, you know what I mean? You know? Well, yeah, we'll get into it. Yeah.
Not during rec hall or what do they call that? The yard? Is that the yard session? What's the technical name for that?
Yeah, they'd like to be out in the yard seeing it. They'd prefer to see it, but I think that the state of New York preferred they didn't commit atrocious crimes, too. So there's like a couple different, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or they try to sue later for going blind.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not handing out glasses, so they might as well. Right. We'll get into
it. It's a delicate situation, a total eclipse at a prison. Yeah, we'll get into it. That sounds interesting. But that's what we're talking about today. That's what we're having. It's on this show.
Good. Well, mine's real depressing. You want to get into it?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Do you know who you're with? Three Factor, yeah. And this is real news.
Hi, welcome.
You know, Easter weekend was this past weekend. It's supposed to be a time when, you know, people remember that Jesus Christ, you know, was resurrected on the third day of his crucifixion. Just an incredible feat of perseverance, quite frankly. Mm. So people remember that incredible event with, you know, they go to church, Easter egg hunts, chocolate rabbits, time spent with the family. It's an overall very wholesome holiday until
a day of remembrance.
Remembrance, that's right. Yeah. Day of remembrance. That's right.
Yeah.
I remember.
He is risen. So then you eat candy. It makes a lot of sense when you break it down, right?
Yeah. He is risen. You eat a chocolate bunny.
Our there blood pressure and cholesterol was risen, I'm sure.
Mine was. Blood sugar's out of control out of the Easter basket.
Yeah. Deviled eggs, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's supposed to be a really wholesome holiday.
You would eat deviled eggs on a Christian or Catholic holiday. That's deviled eggs.
You guys don't like deviled eggs on Easter?
I love them.
No, they're delicious. Yeah. I'll eat them on Easter. But, I mean, he makes a great point with your love of, you know, Satanism and all that.
Well, you're kind
of
eating the devil. Like, take right. that, devil. I'll shove you down my throat, devil.
I'm getting impregnated by the devil.
Anyway, you know, it's supposed to be a very joyous holiday until a perhaps devil-worshipping Instacart delivery person tries to spoil your Easter weekend by coming over and shooting your dog dead. That'll ruin it, won't it?
What?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, it's a great way to ruin Easter.
You remember that.
Yeah.
Sure will. What? Why would an Instacart driver shoot a dog?
Well, the only thing that comes to mind is the dog was viciously attacking him, right?
Sure.
That's the claim, Mark. You're on to something. Otherwise, there's no reason to shoot a dog, right?
Even unless if it's attacking you, you probably just get in your car and run. Ask a mailman or anyone, delivery driver, Amazon delivery driver, or like anyone with common sense. But
yeah, yeah. But that's what happened to, I don't know if you guys recognize her, Angie Harmon. Recognize her?
Yeah, from Law and Order.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
Law and Order, perhaps. Or maybe... another show she was on, Rizzoli and Isles, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Law and Order, though.
Law and Order. Right. Yeah.
No. She's an actress. You'd recognize her for something.
You'd recognize her. Yeah. She's a hot older lady. She's a MILF, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened to her and her family when their beloved dog, Ollie, seen here as a puppy, wasn't a puppy when it was killed. There's Ollie all grown up, was shot.
From that angle, Ollie looks like honey. That's
It was gunned down by an Instacart driver.
Probably is part beagle, Mark.
It's definitely part beagle based on that picture.
Part so shepherd, cute. Beagle. Yeah, very cute little dog. Yeah. Hey, I ordered milk and a spiral ham, not a dead dog and a family spiraling into depression. You know what I mean?
Oh, my gosh.
I said, leave the groceries at the door, not shoot our dog on the doorstep. You know what I mean?
Right. He misread the note.
Mm-hmm. I said, replace Hellman. I said, it's okay to replace Hellman's with Dukes, not to make us replace Ollie. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Didn't put that order in.
Oh, man.
So does Ollie have, what's the situation here at the house? Does Ollie have a free reign of the front yard? Ollie's just running wild over the front yard.
I imagine over at the Harmon family in Charlotte, North Carolina, they might have a nice front yard, possibly a long driveway, maybe an invisible fence for Ollie. Don't know. But Ollie was out when the delivery driver came. And he says that he got out, or she says in this Instagram post that she posted in remembrance of Ollie, she said, quote, This Easter weekend, a man delivering groceries for Instacart shot and killed our precious Oliver. He got out of his car, delivered the food, and then shot our dog. Our Ring camera was charging in the house, which he saw and then knew he wasn't being recorded.
Okay.
The police let him go because he claimed self-defense. He did not have a scratch or bite on him, nor were his pants torn. And he was shopping under a woman's identity named Merle. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That's bad.
She said, he shot our dog with my daughters and myself at home and just kept saying, yeah, I shot your dog. Yeah, I did. So we're completely traumatized and beyond devastated at the loss of our beloved boy and family member, R.I.P. Ollie, and then a bunch of emojis. So
he taunted them after killing their.
Yeah, not a nice guy.
Someone else's account is such a security risk like that. That's so bad. When you expect Merle to show up and you get murderous Steve instead. I think the Dutch Hammer had a similar story with a delivery driver who used, like, it was supposed to be a woman or it was the wrong person kept showing up and wanting staring at the kids in the Vandyland pool and just being like a real creep, and he had to like threaten him a few times because like the guy showed up and he just was, you know, nefarious. You're using like an alternate ID and stuff like that. It's like,
Shady. Shady when you're expecting someone like, you know, I don't know if Uber drivers do that too, but it's weird.
They're not supposed to, but that's terrifying if you show up to an Uber ride and someone else with a different car, like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a good idea to get in that car.
Yeah.
Probably not a lot of options in her neighborhood. I'm guessing the neighborhood she's in doesn't have many Uber drivers that live there. More though that have to just drive there from other neighborhoods.
Well, yeah, but this is an Instacart
guy. It's a nice neighborhood. Yeah.
But yeah, sure, it's Instacart. They're still not buying in the actress's neighborhood. So
Right. No. Now
but Merle still could have showed up when it was supposed to be Merle instead of her boyfriend or whoever if this guy created a completely
for
fake
sure.
account.
Yeah. For sure. What I'm saying is they might have not the best drivers in that area because it's
right.
You know what I mean? Like,
I see what you're saying.
The best drivers in places where drivers live.
True. And once you get out of that neighborhood, it's you have to get really far away to get another order probably or something. Like
right.
That. Yeah.
Right. Now, Instacart says they suspended the driver who killed the actress's dog and many online. Yeah, we're quick to come and send condolences to Angie and her family.
We took away his tip.
Yeah, took away his tip. One person suggested that Angie. Others weren't so. You know, sure that Angie dog wasn't at fault because one person suggested, "Hey, I know your Ring camera was maybe charging, but your neighbors probably have cameras. Why don't you check them?" And then Claude Mila responded to that suggestion, saying she won't. Because she knows the dog is aggressive. Are we really to believe it was a coincidence her cameras were charging? How would an Instacart delivery man know that? He wouldn't. And then
that part of the claim was dubious, right? Like it was.
That's like he's a real devil.
But the fact is, I mean, he did shoot the dog and then allegedly taunted them afterwards.
So she's emotional. Yeah. She's not getting 100% accurate. But yeah, exactly. Shot the dog. Right. Do you have the clip of them like rubbing Ollie when he's like just laying on the couch?
Oh. No, I didn't pull that clip. He's pretty docile
and he's about 25 pounds and he's definitely part beagle and there's a 0% chance he was any threat to the guy. A 0.0% chance that he was any threat to the guy who had no markings on him. He didn't like the fucking dog. Yeah. It might have been barking at him.
Yeah. The guy just hates dogs or was having just the worst day of his life or just wanted to kill something. I don't know.
Yeah,
that's terrible. Yeah.
Others were quick to point out that, you know, you do have to charge Ring doorbells and, you know, you would see that it wasn't there if it was not
there.
Sure,
but I mean, the part about like knowing and then committing the crime because of it, that's a lot of jumping to conclusions.
It is.
Anyways, it's... She like Mark said, she's frantic in the moment. Her dog just got shot. So.
And this isn't her first Instacart, right? It seems like, I don't think I saw a couple of videos of the dog. The dog was not aggressive.
No. And at worst, it would like heart barely break the skin. Yeah. It's not a pit bull that's going to maybe like take your arm off. It's a, like you said, a 40-pound dog max and seemed pretty friendly. So. Instagram responded by saying we were deeply saddened and disturbed to hear about this incident. We have no tolerance for violence of any kind. And the shopper account was immediately suspended from platform. Here's a screenshot of the order. And as you can see, Angie gave the man a pretty bad review saying minus 1000 stars, shot and killed my dog.
Yeah, that's a low rating.
Yeah.
That's so. Yeah. It doesn't get worse.
Don't she also wrote a Merle. Yeah.
Yeah. She also wrote a personal IG message to the man who killed her dog in case he was checking her IG later, saying to the man who killed or took Ollie away from us. Your actions are despicable and inexcusable. You've not only robbed us of our beloved family member of our beloved member of our family, but you've also traumatized us beyond measure. Not sure if the man read that or not, but she wanted him to.
Was his name Merle or Myrtle?
I don't know. Yeah,
that's tough.
Yeah. So the guy did say the dog attacked him, but there was
kisses. Right. Probably, probably like very cutely wanted to play with him.
Yeah. So no charges have been filed against the driver at this time. So an ongoing investigation is in place.
Unless they can prove anything, like it's hard. It would probably be hard to charge him with something.
You got to get that guy off the streets. He's a danger.
It's tough that you're charging your Ring doorbell on the day your dog gets shot. You know, that's
that almost makes you want to not have the Ring doorbell.
Luck. Yeah. That's real bad luck.
Horrible luck.
Yeah. So
not endorsement for Ring. Ring's going to send her the new version that has longer lasting batteries.
Yeah. I just don't charge mine. I just leave it out there to make people think it's still working.
The decoy, yeah.
Right, the decoy camera. Basically. Like every bar, you know, that doesn't actually plug them in after they break.
I just have a guard dog. Oh, wait.
Oh,
Oh, Myrtle will shoot it.
It's terrible. You know, we're all big animal lovers here, so we joke, but it's very sad when someone loses a pet. So sympathies to Angie and her family.
What would you do?
Dude, I don't know.
Oh, this guy would be in trouble.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I'm sure he already is. Angie's, I mean, you know, there's got to be people around who are not happy with this.
She pulls some water in that town, I'm sure. So, yeah, I mean.
I mean, my dog is, my big dog Joe, who you guys know is the friendliest fuck ever. He'll like, if I'm not paying attention, he'll try to get out and say hello to people. And he's definitely scared a few delivery drivers before. This could have been him.
If I didn't know Joe, I might shoot him. He's got that thing on his head. Yeah. He looks like the guy from the Goonies, kind of. Yeah.
He's big. He is big.
He's like 95 pounds. So yeah, it's like,
yeah, he's big.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, very sad. So we'll maybe keep you posted on if this guy gets any time or any.
What city is she in? So people can.
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Worry about ordering from there. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Tough. Don't pick up Myrtle's order.
Yeah. Yeah. But guys, hey, if you're a freelancer, you probably dread your quarterly tax bills, right? And if your business of one is not set up properly, you're likely overspending on your taxes. That is dumb. It's time to reduce your tax bill by thousands with Collective. Collective is the all-in-one financial solution for self-employed entrepreneurs. It specializes in S-Corp election, just like us. Let Collective handle your taxes, bookkeeping, and payroll, all for a fraction of the cost of a CPA. And if your business of one is making at least 60 grand in profit annually, then you could be missing out on thousands in tax savings every year. With Collective, the S-Corp tax election is saving its members an average of $10,000 a year. That's a lot of scratch. Wow. Right now, Collective is waiving the onboarding fee when you go to collective.com/hardfactor. Tell them Hard Factor sent you. That's a $199 value waived and a full year of S-Corp savings when you go to collective.com/hardfactor. Tell them Hard Factor sent you. Once more, that's collective.com/hardfactor. Tell them Hard Factor sent you.
Do it. Yeah, getting your, all your elections set up correctly is a huge part of getting your taxes right if you are a business owner. So,
yeah,
very helpful.
Yeah.
Very, very helpful. All right. On to the surprising stuff being found inside homes that are making headlines. But first, a fun fact from Adam in the Discord. Did you know that the Atlantic Ocean is thicker than a bowl of oatmeal, as the kids say? That's
like
the same.
Like T-H-I-C-C?
Multiple C's. Yeah, yeah, that's the thick one. Taking it to the internet. At Terrible Maps tweets, and people still think the earth is flat, and then you see drawn in the Atlantic Ocean there with a nice hourglass figure of
good,
lady.
Good grief.
It fits perfect, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like how that fat ass is just right over there in Africa.
Yep. Right on the horn of Africa. Yeah. And then, you know, South America is the front side of the bottom half, which makes sense. Very spicy.
South America's going down on her.
Mm-hmm. North America is, you know, pretty much the bulk of the breasts there, which makes a lot of sense too. We love
them. I would eat her ass.
Yeah. So in the Middle East, they're closer to the armpit, which they might like, because that's, might get them in less trouble. Over there.
They don't want to see much below the armpit. Yeah.
Yeah. So pretty nice though. Atlantic Ocean.
That's cool.
That's cool.
Same.
More fun
same
facts
shape.
Like that, Will.
What a creative guy.
Super hot that. Chick.
All right. He sees that figure everywhere.
when I was filming for that home, that HGTV show one day, I walked in and the female host was sitting there with like a female producer, and there was a piece of art on the wall, and she's like, Wes, come here. And she's like, do you see the vagina in that painting? And I was like, well, and I looked at it. I was like, no, it was like an abstract thing. I was like, well, now that you mentioned it, I see about 10 vaginas.
Sure do.
I can't stop seeing.
There's like, that's the only correct answer.
Yeah. There's like a homeless guy. I think he's homeless pretty much in Austin that he does paintings, and he sets them up on the side of the road, and they're all like, naked, fat ass black women, like big asses. You know what I'm talking about, Wes?
Nice. No, I haven't seen that guy.
He's in South Austin. He hasn't been around for a little while, but the paintings look good.
That's great.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. He'd love the Atlantic Ocean too. That guy. Yeah. All right. Surprise at home. Number one, this one's the darker of the two. Okay. We're going to go dark to light here.
Okay.
Three Condo Carlos, in the Discord server sent us one about our hometown of Herndon, Virginia. That's where we're all from. Where not only is the lame ass governor of Virginia vetoing legal weed sales there, which cool. is that's troubling, right? You know, they legalized it, then he's just vetoing everything about selling it, making money.
I know better than all of you that voted for it.
Right. Thanks, Gov. Yeah. Anyways, there's more trouble brewing in Virginia as a local au pair in Herndon has been charged with a shocking murder inside the home where she worked. So
the call was coming from inside the house.
Yeah, exactly. Au pair, you guys know, it's like a nanny, but a fancy nanny.
Right, so, a higher paid nanny, right?
Hot foreign nanny.
Usually hot and foreign, right? And certainly fancier. When you have to call your nanny an au pair, you know you're paying a little bit extra.
But
you
might the au pair was just because they were foreign.
And they live in with you, I think. And you might be expecting a little bit extra from
when you exactly. Well, when you're interviewing au pairs, you're expecting them to be hot, right?
Yeah, well, yeah. Hot and foreign was, I thought, the only two difference between a live-in American nanny and an au pair.
Seems like the prerequisites, right? Yeah. So the alleged killer, and this is in our hometown here, Herndon, Virginia. The alleged killer is 39-year-old Juliana Perez Magalis of Herndon. The deceased are 39-year-old Joseph Ryan of Springfield. He was shot, and he was inside the Herndon home of Christine Banfield, the wife in this situation, who's also killed, stabbed, okay? It happened on Stablebrook Way in the Hattontown neighborhood of Herndon on February 24th, 2023. And the husband, Brendan Banfield, he's an IRS agent who was also home at the time, as well as the 4-year-old daughter who wasn't hurt. The husband, now that this is in court, has pled the fifth on whether or not he had an affair with the au pair.
Oh yeah. Pull her up again.
Sure, no problem. There's Juliana.
That's an affair au pair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She met the requirements.
Who's this schlub at the bottom?
That's the other guy that was killed inside the home. That's Joseph
Whoops,
Ryan.
Sorry. Oh, Wes. Sorry.
I mean,
are these classmates of ours? Well, we're 39 from Herndon.
We may know some of these folks, but maybe they moved in. I don't know.
Yeah, they must have.
But yeah.
I thought he was like her criminal boyfriend or something.
So. Wes.
Well, Wes, not Wes. Wes has a point. You'll hear about how he got to the house. So,
who's the freak in the bottom right?
He's dead, unfortunately. RIP to Joseph Ryan, 39. The husband, again, Brendan Banfield, he's up here. You can see him holding his daughter there with his wife, Christine, who's now murdered. He's an IRS agent who was home at the time, as well as the 4-year-old daughter who wasn't hurt. He pled the fifth again on whether or not he had an affair with the au pair before the murder. And it's now come out that he went to the Silver Eagle shooting range in Ashburn, Virginia with the au pair 2 months before the incident. And he bought the Glock that she shot Ryan with. So Juliana ended up shooting, Joseph Ryan. Yeah. And it was with a Glock that he had bought after their shooting range session at the Silver Eagle shooting range.
Yeah, I mean, you know, innocent until proven guilty, but I'm pretty sure you can shut the door on the affair because that would be a simple no, I did not, if you didn't, right?
You wouldn't plead the fifth.
Right.
Right. And guys, it gets even spicier here. And back to Wes's point about Joseph Ryan. Joseph Ryan was at the house that day because he hooked up with Christine's profile on a fetish site, and he... The man who Wes described, as somewhat schlubby down there in the corner, he showed up and allegedly intended to have rough sex with the wife, Christine, from the fetish profile that he found of her online. Right. So that's what he showed up for on February 24th of 2023.
Coincidentally,
allegedly.
On the day that the au pair started going murder.
Right. And then the story that Brendan and Juliana, you know, the husband and the au pair, are sticking to in court. It's going on like right now. She's in court. He hasn't been charged yet, but he may get charged. What the story they're sticking with is that Ryan, Joseph Ryan, you know, the guy who showed up wanting to have the rough sex with the wife, Christine, pulled a knife on Christine and put it to her throat while she was naked, ended up stabbing her to death there. So Brendan shot Joseph Ryan, the husband shot that guy allegedly with a grazing shot, which wounded him. And then the story goes that Juliana went to the gun safe, grabbed his Glock, and then finished off Joseph Ryan with a shot. But after the wife had already been stabbed, the prosecutors pretty obviously allege that Brendan and Juliana are covering up a planned murder.
But it was a was it a double affair?
Yeah, it sounds like
I mean, I guess it could be. Could be like a you know, star-crossed lover situation. But, you know, as I said, Brendan hasn't been charged yet, but Juliana is locked up. And, you know, it there's a lot of where there's smoke, there's fire, I think, right? And there's a lot of smoke around this one. So
it's like a
lifetime. That's crazy. That is insane. So he the guy I called a schlub might be a murderer.
No, he's just a fetish
that's
guy.
The story. So what the prosecutors
don't try to back your way out of this, Wes.
that's what I heard.
He came over to bang the wife.
Yeah, but then he stabbed her to death.
Right. Now that's what the husband and the au pair are saying. What the prosecutors think probably happened is that they set up that fetish profile for the wife, ended up entrapping this guy to the house and staged this double murder to make it look like
that's fucking crazy.
Right. Whoa. So that all happened in our hometown.
Real good plan.
That's a pretty good plan.
Well, so far, getting away with it if that's what happened, because Brendan, as I said, hasn't been charged yet.
Oh, man.
But, you know, lots of stories, WTOP, Washington Post, all the locals all over it. So we'll see what happens. And as I said, going through court. Crazy.
You want to fuck your au pair, you got to kill your wife. You know, that's just rule number one, right?
It's
the thought that crosses your mind around the same time as the two collide around the same time.
Right. Which also happens to line up with when, you know, the au pair and the husband went to their gun range date at the Silver Eagle shooting range in Ashburn, Virginia, right, to which he went back and bought a Glock after that. He was so impressed.
Yeah. I'd say we're ready. After watching that shooting, that was impressive. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see where that goes. Juliana locked up. We'll see what happens with Brendan. Shocking surprise number two at home. Perhaps even more shocking than the last one, but way, way less intense here. Taking it to the internet real quick. Jonathan McDowell, he's at Planet 4589. He tweets, the EP9 equipment pallet re-entered at 1929 UTC over the Gulf of Mexico between Cancun and Cuba. This was within the previous prediction window, but a little to the northeast of the most likely part of the path. A couple minutes later re-entry, and it would have reached Fort Myers. So good thing it didn't do that, right, Jonathan McDowell? But Alejandro Otero replies to that, and he says, hello. Looks like one of those pieces missed Fort Myers and landed in my house in Naples.
Shit.
Yeah, tore straight through the roof and went through two floors, almost hit my son. Can you please assist with getting NASA to connect with me? I've left messages and emails without a response. So, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, no, that was just so they thought that what Jonathan McDowell at Planet 4589 was narrating there was that NASA had to eject what they admitted to later was a dead battery. They had to chuck that thing off the International Space Station, the ISS, because they had allegedly a great reason why they had to do it right before Florida. And then, of course, they said, you know, mission accomplished. We're not going to hit anybody. You know, turns out, no, the dead battery went straight through Alejandro's roof and into, you know, this thing's big. It's a 2-pound hunk of junk.
Damn.
Getting chucked from space at your house, goes straight through the roof, straight through every ceiling.
Yeah.
Down to the floor. I mean, you know, the thing's going to fuck you up. Good thing his son was home at the time. Didn't, you know, wasn't affected. It's a pretty small piece, despite being 2 pounds.
Well, I hit him in the head. He's dead.
Oh, easily. You'd be like exploded. No word on if anybody ever fixed Alejandro's home, but NASA did confirm that it was the dead battery that they hooked off the ISS. So,
like to hope they give him a new roof.
At least.
Yeah.
A little trauma compensation there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what's a better investment than hoping for an insurance settlement from a space battery from the ISS being hucked at your house?
What's that?
Gold. Actual gold that you can hold, okay? Few investments make a better long-term hedge against inflation, depression, and economic downturns in precious metals like gold and silver. Okay, plan for the inevitable and protect your retirement savings with a gold-backed IRA from Noble Gold Investments. Noble Gold Investments is the gold IRA company that Americans trust. The founders of Noble Gold have more than 20 years of combined experience in buying gold and silver. They've secured more than $1 billion in precious metals for their clients. Pretty good, okay? The government can always print more cash. What they can't do yet is print more gold. So this product is a great way to diversify your savings beyond just dollars, crypto, and stocks. Gold spikes in value constantly, and you could take advantage of that by either getting the gold-backed IRA that I already mentioned, or just having Noble Gold shipped straight to your home, okay? Gold that you can hold. Invest in something you can hold. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com/hardfactor to get started. Don't wait. That's noblegoldinvestments.com/hardfactor.
Hell yeah. Do not wait. Okay. Last story of the day is about the total eclipse that's coming in a few days. Monday, April 8th. If you haven't heard of it, I don't know what you've been doing. It's been all the rage on the internet, especially if you're in the path. I'm sure you've gotten texts, calls from your, you know, uncles, parents. Did you get your glasses? Did you get your glasses? Don't look up at the sun, all that stuff, right? Yeah. I've heard about it a lot. Wes and I are in the path.
Yeah, I just saw in the news, we were talking about before we went live, that the new data has changed the path of totality for some people.
So. It has, Wes, and it's changed it to the point that some people that planned expensive vacations now will not be seeing it.
Really?
Unless they want to get in the car and drive 20 minutes. So yes, they boofed that. But six inmates from the Woodburn Correctional Facility in Woodburn, New York, and we all know New York's got a strip that's in the path, are suing because they will not be allowed to view the total solar eclipse on Monday.
Okay.
They're not happy. The prison decided it will be on lockdown, and they'll treat it like any other major holiday, and that it's not, and that's not sitting well with these six criminals who claim their constitutional rights related to religious freedom are being violated.
Whoa.
Okay, so do they worship the sun? Is this...
Well, good question. Well, apparently all religions are into the eclipse because of these six men, one's Baptist, another's a Muslim, one's a Seventh-day Adventist, whatever the hell that is. Two are practitioners of Santeria, unlike Sublime, and there's an atheist in there too. So...
Oh. Yeah. I mean, doesn't all religion derive from the sun?
Including atheism?
Does it?
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you watch that that documentary, what's it called? I forget, but
that's why I don't believe in God, is because of the sun.
Claims it all comes from the sun.
Okay,
an argument could be made that all religions are based on astrology potentially. Mm-hmm. I don't know,
but these guys were huge sun worshippers before committing rapes. So bad news for these guys, and even worse news for their well planned and thought out total eclipse escape plan.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's a...
You seems just think to me that's why they're really upset.
Right, if you're a guard, you think they're just pulling a fast one, right? Yeah. Like,
I mean, really?
Everyone will be very distracted.
These guys have been waiting months, maybe even years, for this total eclipse to confuse everyone and escape in total darkness, and now that's not going to happen unless someone gets them a rock hammer and some extra strong forearms, you know what I mean?
Wow. Yeah.
I mean...
Under the nub.
Yeah. You got... This is, you know, total... Eclipses is one of the things you're risking when you become a felon, right? Like,
you're gonna
certain
it,
things
yeah.
you might have to give up. Total eclipses of the sun is like one of the top ones. Like,
yeah. Yeah. So you lose total eclipse privileges. This is a medium security prison in Woodburn, and so it's not murderers, but it is sex offenders and criminals. Okay. Yeah, not they are saying along the lines where you guys are saying, this is like in their lawsuit, they're saying a solar eclipse is a rare natural phenomenon with great religious significance to many, noting that the Bible passages describe an eclipse-like phenomenon during Jesus' crucifixion, while sacred Islamic works describe a similar event when the Prophet Muhammad's son died. So not real sure what the atheist is, what his complaint is. Maybe let's just assume he was the escape plan mastermind, so he's got to be in on the revenge suit. Right. For all his hard work.
Well, atheism believes in science, right? So,
okay, maybe
the sun drives a lot of
science.
He just
really wanted to see the eclipse,
right? Yeah. He was into it, yeah.
Yeah.
Which I was thinking about the other day. If you're an atheist and like science is your religion, how pissed do you get when the science changes constantly? That's got to be frustrating. It's like your Bible is an ever evolving book. You're never You never really have
That's part of the love of the game.
Right, mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah.
Oof, that would be
confusing. Gotta be agile. Thomas Maley, a corrections department spokesperson, said, you know, the agency doesn't comment on pending litigation, but he did say there's no way this will be resolved before the eclipse.
Yeah. Right. No, definitely.
Or these rapists are going to watch the eclipse.
Yeah. You're yeah, I mean,
how much paperwork it is to go through a prison protest. Like,
yeah, we're just going to wait it out 5 days and then it's going to be a moot point. As well as being on lockdown, there will be no visitors allowed on Monday. So no files and cakes. The eclipse will be available for everyone in Woodburn, New York, besides the inmates to be seen around 3:15 p.m. Oh, wait, what's that? As Wes mentioned earlier, the path changed and Woodburn's not even in the path at all. So lawsuit invalid. That probably awesome. Chapped their asses again. The escape plan's out. The scientists were wrong. And now Woodburn, as here's New York, and Woodburn's south of the path.
Oh, bummer.
Lawsuit's invalid.
Well, Buffalo.
There's us. We're barely in it. Look at us, Wes.
Buffalo is going to get full frontal eclipse, man. That's you gotta keep your eyes on the pit during the eclipse, right? Because some weird shit may go down in Buffalo.
Well, they said, yeah, the Buffalo people are already kind of crazy. That they might get after it. They said the animals are going to go nuts. If you're in that like yellow strip, you get like 6 minutes of eclipse. Wes and I are going to get about a minute and a half. But yeah, check it out. Get your glasses now. Don't go blind. That's going to do it. It's going to do it for the show.
Or pull the Trump and just stare straight at the sun.
Yeah, maybe tempt fate. Maybe you'll get supervision. Not recommended. We don't recommend that. But if you know, maybe you'll get supervision if you start.
Ooh, producer Eric's house in Indiana is in the middle of the path. Well,
oh baby.
Too bad, Eric. Like me, you're not in Indiana or in the path, and it doesn't matter. Everybody out west is just like watching this. They're just like, what's going on?
Because it doesn't matter. They're just mad.
Maybe you can call home and get a play-by-play, really play, Eric.
Have your mom or your brother video it, Eric. Yeah. Anyways, we'll report back on that on Tuesday.
I mean, like every time there's an eclipse, not to be like I don't want to be like
says the guy who can't see it. It's poo-pooing.
I don't want to be a snob.
The greatest eclipse in the history of the Earth.
Yeah, the space guy doesn't like the eclipse.
Ever since I was a kid. No, I love space news. I love space news. Trust me. Love it.
Well, I can't wait to watch the eclipse.
Ever since I was a kid, they took us out on the playground to see an eclipse. I was like, what the fuck? This is stupid.
Was it a total eclipse?
I mean, I don't know. It was an eclipse. No, they made us wear the glasses and everything, and it was just like, okay.
It was a partial. That's probably partial. Anyways,
that's once in a lifetime.
I didn't have a religious experience, I'll tell you that much.
The show is totally over.
It's true.
So, we love you all. Get out there. Have a great fucking day.
Yeah. No, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay, now get out of here.
That's a little rough, right?
No. See you later.